From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. North Korea said Tuesday's successful missile test involved a new Hwasong-15 intercontinental ballistic missile. This North Korean state newsreader said the missile can be tipped with a super-large heavy warhead capable of striking the entire mainland of the United States. She said the North has finally realized the great historic cause of completing the state nuclear force. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the North continues to test missiles that can threaten the entire world.
In response, the South Koreans have fired some pinpoint missiles out into the water to make certain North Korea understands that they could be taken under fire by our ally. But the bottom line is it's a continued effort to build a threat, sir, a ballistic missile threat that endangers world peace, regional peace, and certainly the United States.
DefensePriorities.org senior fellow and former Army Lieutenant Colonel Danny Davis said he believes the North is seeking to construct a deterrence force to deter potential U.S. attacks.
I don't think that the intent is to antagonize anything. I think they have an absolute terror of a U.S. attack. And so I think that they feel like they have to accelerate their testing as fast as possible so that they have a weapon system that they feel will deter us.
Hours after the test, U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters at the White House that, quote, it is a situation we will handle without being specific. Today at the White House, he told new sanctions against North Korea were in the works. In Washington, this is VOA News.